Kupsarikei, Sis, Gimel. Haluka Yeshman Kiyash Allah and Gimel Kiyash Al Shakurajan. There are various differences between ripping one's garment and the fact that his parents died or other relatives. I've got a Mishan Kureta of Regularium that died, or Jehan Kureyus and Mishan Baptashis. Other relatives, he rips one tefa and his outer garment and not more than that. Stam ripping is considered Baptashis, destroying his garment for no good reason. Allah will tell the crowd, call the Gadam HaKinegim Levi, and his parents have to rip all the garments that he has on opposite his heart. Chutz min Akstein, the Shein HaKarif, that his undershirt he doesn't have to rip, and then the Shulav, he tried to eat in the mouth of the Gadam, the Famish Yerz, the Shulav, the Gadam, the Odom, the Gadam, the Gadam, the Gadam, the Gadam, the Gadam. The person generally does not go out with a jacket. Sometimes goes with a jacket, sometimes doesn't go. And even if he's wearing a jacket, he doesn't have to rip it. But if he always goes out with a jacket, he has to rip it. In Lokar Kavar Shul Tzarech, Yikroel Lo Yosef. Do not have all his garments, he does not use in the mitzvah. Yishim Shem Sneer, Tikr Tzila, as a beggar that taft on the Fonel, taft of Jehovah Tzavim, Vachat Tikr Tzila, as a beggar that taft on the Fonel. A woman, for Tzila's purposes, first rip the under garment and move it to the side, and then rip the outer garment, and that way it will be covered by the undergarment. In any event, she was done in a way that her body is not revealed. Still has to rip the tefillah.